We were going to talk about the Baseball Hall of Fame vote yesterday.
Yeah, it's happened before. Everybody's so,
1996 it happened.
You know, everybody's mad at the baseball writers who choose.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing I don't understand is, what are you mad about? You basically go down a list. You say yay or nay to a particular player. It's not like you got together and said, let's fall under the 75% that they need to get
in. The thing of it is, a lot of these writers were mouthing off in their columns and on sports radio and sports television for the weeks leading up to this.
That nobody would get in?
No, not so much that nobody would get in, but some of them were saying, well, I'm not voting for Mike Piazza because he was a home run hitter in the steroid era. He'd never been implicated. He wasn't on the Mitchell Report list.
That's horse crap.
So, exactly. Now, how could Craig Biggio not be in? He had more than 3,000 hits. 3,000 hits in the big leagues is an automatic induction.
Right.
I think just about everybody that's ever had 3,000 hits got in on the first ballot.
Right, other than Pete Rose.
But yeah, other than Pete Rose for obvious reasons.
Right.
But why is Craig Biggio being singled out? He should have been elected.
I don't know. You see, that's, and like you said about Piazza, I never remember not even one implication that he...
No. Well, I do remember one writer said, well, he had acne on his back, so that makes him a steroid user. And Piazza said, dude, because he used to like to say dude. He said, dude, I'm a greasy Italian guy, I sweat a lot, and I'm wearing 25 pounds of gear in 95 degrees. I get this.
Right, right, right. You know, that's a good point.
Yeah. So, you know, it's a legitimate... And Al Leiter is on MLB Network, and they were asking Al the other day, who lockered next to Piazza for 7 seasons in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they asked him, what do you think? Is he Hall of Famer? Oh, absolutely. He was our guy.
Mm-hmm.
He dominated the game at that position his whole career. He did things that no other catcher ever did.
So what did they say?
And he never had any issue.
Did they give the percentages? What did he get percentage?
Like 57%.
Oh, come on.
Exactly.
Come on.
Now, I understand Bonds, Sosa, McGuire, those guys are filthy.
Those guys, you know, they're just, you know, and even then, I mean, at what point do you say that the steroid users don't get in? At what point is it going to be more of those than less? You know what I'm saying?
Well, this is probably the biggest first-time group
but there'll be a few to follow, probably, and then...
Yeah.
Has it gone? Is it gone from the... Is it really gone from baseball?
Well, there's still... I still get, I would have to say, a dozen players or more, baseball-wide, minor and major leagues, that get suspended every year.
They haven't learned from this. No,
that's the sad thing, because the minor leaguers get tested randomly and more often, I guess, than the major leaguers. Mm-hmm. But still, a lot of them get caught and they serve the 50-day suspension.
Did Bonds ever admit it?
He admitted that he used stuff called the clear and the cream that his trainers gave him, but he didn't know what was in it. So he says.
And
but
then
on
he
the
didn't
other
realize
hand,
why he was bulking up like
well,
that.
Well, yeah. Well, then on the other hand, there were others that say that, you know, he knew full well what he was doing because he resented the fact that McGuire and Sosa were getting all the press and the credit with turning baseball around after the 94 strike, and all the people were going through the turnstiles again to see these two bulked up animals hitting home runs by the dozens.
Mm-hmm.
And Bonds wanted part of that, because how else does a man go in his late 30s and suddenly hit 73 home runs when his previous high was 49, when he was a lot skinnier and his head fit inside the helmet?
Do you remember there was, I don't know what, if it was on Sports Illustrated or whatever, but they showed pictures of him from like season one and then his career.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like, you know, when they show man coming up out of the water and it's the little,
Darwin
you become
poster.
An ape. Yeah,
yeah.
It's almost like a Darwin thing because he becomes this monster at the end in comparison to his, you know, skinny little first season.
Right, right. And he's doing things in an age when most athletes in all sports are winding down.
Mm-hmm.
And he's suddenly hitting 73 homers in a pitcher's ballpark.
I want to see, what's his name, the bike dude there. What's his name again?
Lance Armstrong.
I want to see, he's doing an interview with Oprah. Did he do that yet?
No, I
want to see that because
I think it's January 17th. That was in yesterday's.
Is he denying it too, still, or
I don't know. Yeah. I think that it all
remained quiet about it.
Yeah, he's remaining quiet about it until the Oprah interview. So if you have the Oprah channel,
mm-hmm.
I believe it's the 17th.
You know what I don't understand?
I'm sure there'll be more about it leading up to that.
The part that I don't understand is if you are, like, say, let's just put it into school.
Mm.
If you are taking a test and you cheat, either by putting the notes somewhere and looking at them, or, mm-hmm. or looking at someone else's paper,
mm-hmm.
and you get 100,
mm-hmm.
do you feel good about that 100? Are you like walking around going, yeah, look at this, I got 100? The point I'm making is, how do you cheat by using steroids and then say, look at me?
Yeah.
I know people understand. Can do that. I just don't get where you can then feel, how are you not even tainted in your own mind?
Well, exactly.
You know, I did
how
this.
How delusional
but,
are you?
Right, right. I mean, I won this batting title or the home run title.
Mm-hmm.
But I did kind of do it the wrong way.
Yeah. You know what's unfortunate about a lot of these guys, Clemens, Sosa, these guys, and Bonds, of course, had Hall of Fame careers prior to this.
Prior to using it, yeah.
You know, Bonds, he was an incredible player.
Yeah.
You know, he could do it all. He did it all. He won 4 MVPs long before this steroid usage started.
Now, Bobby Bonds is still alive. His dad.
No, his dad died.
Oh, he died.
He died.
Okay.
Yeah, he died.
Because I was wondering his opinion on this. You know.
I don't know. I don't know. I know that the two of them were considered very surly ball players in their time.
Poor attitudes, big time.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, remember, Bobby Bonds used to get traded annually because everyone just got fed up with him by the end of the season.
It's like that dude, Eric Larkin. You remember him?
Eric Larkin.
Barry Larkin.
What,
Eric Larkin.
No, you're thinking Eric Davis.
Eric Davis. Not Larkin. I'm thinking of Eric Davis.
Yeah.
And he always had an attitude.
Yeah.
And, you know, poor whatever. And I remember one time I was down at Shea Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why I bring him up.
Mm-hmm.
They were playing the Reds.
Mm-hmm.
And
is this the Ray Knight thing?
Oh, no, nothing like that. I'm not talking about the game. I was on the field interviewing prior.
Oh, okay.
You know, players are generally friendly.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, whatever.
Yeah,
and if they can't, listen, I got to go bat or whatever.
But, right.
You know, they're nice. I mean, I sat there next to Yogi Berra.
Mm-hmm.
I remember, you know, and he's sitting there eating his sunflower seeds and chatting with you.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, I have a picture of Greg Davey talking to him.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you come up to Larkin and he's like, you know, what do you
want? Not Larkin.
I'm not Larkin. I'm sorry.
Davis.
Guy, I keep saying that. Hey, what do you want? What do you want from me? I mean, he didn't say those words, but his face just made you feel like, all right, I'll be seeing you then.
I have a funny story.
And then someone took a picture of him.
Uh-huh.
And he turned around and he looked at him and he put his hands out like, what are you doing? Like they need to pay for that or something.
Yeah.
You know, some guy took a picture of him. It's like, dude, you're a baseball player. You know?
Remember Kevin McReynolds?
Loved him.
Yeah. Great player. Didn't give interviews. Very quiet man.
Very quiet. I spoke to him.
I tried to speak to him.
Yeah,
on the field.
He,
but it was
yes,
funny.
No answers.
Yeah, no. Well, no, I didn't even get that. I tried. I had interviewed a bunch of people. It's about 90, 91. But his second time around back at Shea in a Met uniform after he'd gone away and been traded back. I was talking to a bunch of the guys, right? And Keith Miller and Howard Johnson and a bunch of them, you know. And
even
Dave
Strawberry
Magadan
spoke to you.
And then Franco goes by and he says, I look for me after the game. There's a team meeting. I really got to go. I'm sorry. Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Then I saw the next guy and I turned around and just like whipped around with the microphone. And then I saw it was Kevin McReynolds and I just kind of said, oh, you don't talk to us. And he just laughed at me.
He sat there. He was sitting on the bench. My Kevin McReynolds story, sitting on the bench. And I sat down next to him. And the day before, he had won the game with a home run.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, you know, how does it feel to, you know, win a game for the team, you know, with a home run, walk-off home run or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good. You know. Said, so, you know, how do you think the season's going so far? Good season. Spit out a sunflower seed.
Yeah.
I mean, but he wasn't rude. He's so
quiet. He's a man
quiet.
Of few words. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, all right, then. We'll be using that interview.
Yeah.
Kevin McReynolds said, pretty good.
Yeah, twice.
And we'll be back after this. I mean, you know, so. But no, you know, and I also remember Gary Carter.
Mm-hmm.
I was
interview ever.
Absolutely, but I was walking in the dugout with him.
You got a picture of that in your
office.
Yeah,
and he was going quickly.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, so I said, you know, Gary, blah, 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 whatever. He said, you know, listen, they're waiting for me to get out there or whatever. But, you know, I really apologize. I mean, he took more time telling me you could have done the interview.
Mm-hmm.
But he apologized. You know, he just, what a great guy.
Yeah.
Talk about a guy that could have have been surly if he wanted to.
Yeah.
The level of play and...
That was the easiest interview I've ever done in my entire life because all I did was stick the microphone up and I didn't even say anything. And off to the races he went. It was beautiful.
Yep. So, no, but about this nobody getting in thing, the ones we're talking about, I guess, don't deserve it. I don't know. I mean, what do you do? The guy's got the most home runs in the game. Do you strip him of however many home runs from this year that he started doing? What do you do?
That's a whole other ball of wax, something to be dealt with at a later time. But in the meantime, at least Biggio should have got in. If you've got...
And Piazza.
Yeah, I agree, but you know, but remember, it took a long time for Carter to get elected.
Yeah.
So maybe it's going to take a long time for Piazza to get elected. But be that as it may, this is going to wreak havoc on the Otsego County economy
summer. I know.
Because I was reading one interview with a gentleman who used to own a Main Street Cooperstown business and said, I did 25% of my business in that 4-day period.
Of the year.
Yeah. And without that, that hurts. I've lived in Cooperstown. The rest of the year, it's quiet, idyllic, bucolic town. But those 4 or 5 days, everybody makes their money for pretty much the rest of the year.
Right.
And now it's going to be empty over there.
Yeah, that I don't, you know, and it has happened before. People are like, you know, it has happened before. Eight times it's happened.
Okay, last time was 96. I remember reading about one. During the war years in the 40s, which makes sense.
Yeah. 8 times over the years, there have not been... And unfortunately, there's all these great names that are eligible, but unfortunately, it's like the Pete Rose thing, even though his was gambling. The point is, Pete Rose deserves to be in that Hall of Fame, but you can't gamble on your own team, let alone the game.
Not only that, but he signed something with then-Commissioner Giamatti agreeing to a lifetime ban of the game. You sign the paper.
Mm-hmm.
Go away. You've agreed to this penalty. Shut up and go away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's over.
You know, if you're coaching a team and you bet on that,
come on. You know what I didn't like about
Uncle Pete.
When I would go to Cooperstown, when you used to have to park in town and walk, I'd be accosted by all these Pete Rose fans because they had the press pass, and I'm walking along with equipment, heading for the... You know, and they go on and on about, you know, Pete Rose. Dude, I don't elect.
Right.
I don't have a vote. And I think the guy's a dirtbag anyway.
Right. I mean, the time he beat up Bud Harrelson,
yeah,
I didn't like that.
He said, hey, I'm a Bud Harrelson fan. Leave me alone.
Right. All right. Well, so we didn't really get anywhere here. I mean, basically, it isn't going to be good for Otsego County at all.
No.
Or the Hall of Fame.
No. Because
the Hall
of
Fame itself.
All the motels fill up for those 3-4 nights, all the way as far as Binghamton.
Right.
Not going to happen.
And the Hall of Fame has been a black mark this year.
Yeah.
You know, it stinks.
It does stink.
But, you know, like you said, Biggio, I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, that one to me is the most ridiculous.
And for Piazza to be lumped in, that's a bunch of crap. He's looked the way he's looked the whole way through.
Yeah, he still looks that way.
Right. So,
whereas, you know, McGuire, you see him now and he looks like a normal human being. And
he
didn't when he was with St. Louis. And Bonds looks normal again.
Does he look normal again?
Yeah. There's been recent interviews again with them asking, hey, are you going to make it into the Hall or not? And he's, you know, it's not up to me. And he looks normal again. He looks like he did in the 80s.
And here's not to belabor this conversation, but to belabor this conversation.
To make a long story longer.
Lyle Alzado, the football player, who was pleading with people not to do it before he
died
from the steroid use. Mm-hmm. How does that not scare you a little bit? How do you think that you are not going to have that same fate?
Should show interviews with him from back then, just before he died, to in like all the minor league complexes and spring training complexes each year.
This
is what happens if you do this.
Yeah.
Here's a man who was the top of his game and well respected and, you know, well educated, highly educated man. Listen to this. He did it. He screwed up. He paid with his life for it.
Mm-hmm.
Pay attention.
Right.
Just like when the Mets trot Strawberry and Gooden out in spring training and they go through, hey, this is what happened to me in New York. I fell into this trap.
They do that spring training?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, because you talk about two of the greatest players and drugs beat him.
Yeah.
You know. Unbelievable.
And they threw out Hall of Fame careers.
They really did. I mean, Gooden could get, in my opinion, the Hall of Fame on his first year alone pitching.
Man
was, you know, unhittable.
The two of them were just, but they squandered it.
Right. All right. Well, nice chatting with you.
Yeah, it's been a lovely chat.
Yes, unfortunately, you know, this is really not a fun thing. And again, like you said, for our area, not just Otsego County, the whole area.
Yeah,
just,
it's going to take a little bit
impacted.
Of a hit.
Yeah. All right. Have a lovely morning. I thank you for thanking me.
Did I thank you?
Not yet, but go ahead.
Oh, well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for thanking me for thanking you.